If you only do what's easy, life will be hard. But if you learn to do what's hard, life gets easier. That one truth can completely change how you live. The real battle isn't outside, it's in your own mind. Your brain is wired to avoid anything that feels uncomfortable, painful, or unfamiliar. That's why you keep pushing things off. That's why you keep doing what feels safe. But growth never happens in safety. Nothing improves when you keep choosing what's easy. This isn't a motivation problem, it's a decision problem. In this audiobook, you'll learn how to force your brain to do the hard things without waiting to feel ready. You'll learn how to stop overthinking, stop delaying, and start acting with purpose. This is for people who are tired of watching their potential go to waste. You're not weak, you're not broken, you just haven't learned how to lead your mind. Until now. This is how real change begins. Stay with it. Chapter 1. Tell your brain you're doing it, not asking. You've got to start telling your brain what's going to happen. Not ask. Not suggest. Not hope. You decide. You declare. And then you follow through. That's the beginning of all strength. You can't keep living your life negotiating with your own mind. Because the truth is, if you keep asking your brain for permission to do the hard things, it will almost always say no. Your brain loves comfort. It loves the easy way. It wants you to stay safe, relaxed, and unchanged. It wants to conserve energy. But the problem is, that kind of thinking will keep you small. The first step to real growth is to understand this. Your brain isn't the boss unless you let it be. You are the one who makes the decisions. You are the one who sets the tone. You are the one who takes the lead. And it begins when you stop asking your brain, "Do I feel like doing this?" and start saying, "I'm doing this." That simple shift changes everything. Because once you remove the option of negotiation, you also remove the excuses, you remove the space for fear to grow, you remove the temptation to wait for the perfect mood, the perfect timing, or the perfect motivation. You take action before doubt can step in. That's how progress is made. That's how strength is built, not by asking if it feels right, but by doing it because it's right. So many people stay stuck because they're still trying to feel ready. They think they'll take action once the fear is gone, once they feel motivated. But here's the reality, they're never going to feel ready. And that's not a flaw, that's the system. The mind is designed to protect, not to push. So if you want to break that cycle, you've got to start taking charge. You wake up in the morning and instead of rolling around in bed thinking, "Do I want to get up yet?" you tell yourself, "I'm getting up now." You've got work to do, not because you feel inspired, but because you said you would. You've got a workout to finish, not because your body feels light and strong, but because you made a commitment to yourself. You've got a project to start, not because you've got the perfect plan, but because you know nothing gets better by waiting. This is the discipline of decision. And it's not just about showing up, it's about showing up with strength, with clarity, with purpose. You have to understand this. Discipline is not something you wait to feel. It's something you practice by doing. And it begins with the way you talk to yourself. It begins with the way you handle that voice in your head that says, "Maybe later." No, not later. Now. You don't need to feel like doing it. You just need to do it. Because every time you take action without asking for permission from your feelings, you're building a stronger version of yourself. You're showing your brain that you're in charge, and over time, your brain adapts. It learns to follow your lead. It stops fighting you and starts working with you. But that only happens when you stay consistent, when you make decision after decision without waiting to be in the mood, when you start to see that your life isn't shaped by what you want, it's shaped by what you're willing to do without comfort. And that's what most people miss. They wait, they delay, they hope for easier days. But life doesn't get easier, you get stronger. You build mental muscle the same way you build physical muscle, by doing what's difficult, by choosing effort over ease, by telling your brain what's going to happen and following through even when it pushes back. That's what separates the successful from the stuck, the disciplined from the drifting, the ones who grow from the ones who give up. You've got to learn to shut the door on doubt. You've got to learn to stand firm when your emotions try to talk you out of action. You've got to learn to say, "This is what I'm doing," and then do it, without checking how you feel about it every 5 minutes. This is not about being harsh with yourself, it's about being honest. It's about understanding that your feelings are not always aligned with your goals. Your brain is not always going to offer you support. Sometimes it will give you resistance. That's okay. You just don't have to follow it, because that's what it means to grow up mentally. That's what it means to take responsibility for your path. You stop letting your brain run on autopilot. You stop letting your energy be drained by decisions that don't need to be made. You wake up and you act. Because action builds power. And once you get into that rhythm, something incredible starts to happen. You stop fearing hard things. You stop avoiding the challenge. You begin to crave it. Not because it's easy, but because it makes you better. Because it separates you from the old version of yourself. Because it brings you closer to who you're trying to become. Most people don't know how to deal with hard things because they've trained their brains to avoid them. You've got to do the opposite. You've got to teach your brain that discomfort is not a warning sign, it's a signal for growth. Every time you feel resistance, it's an invitation to push through, an invitation to prove to yourself that you don't fold under pressure, an invitation to become someone you can respect. But it starts when you stop asking your brain for permission, when you stop treating your motivation like it's your master, when you stop letting hesitation have the final word. You are not here to live soft. You are not here to coast through life on low energy and wishful thinking. You are here to grow, to rise, to build, to lead. And that starts with your thoughts. That starts with your inner commands. That starts with how you respond to that voice that says you don't feel like it. Because if you keep listening to that voice, you'll always stay where you are. But if you challenge it, if you look it in the eye and say, "I'm not asking, I'm doing," you create change, real change, the kind of change that compounds over time. The kind of change that makes you stronger day after day. And the kind of change that rewires your identity and reshapes your future. So the next time your brain says, "I don't want to do that," you say, "We're doing it anyway." You don't wait. You don't ask. You move. And that's when transformation starts. When you stop giving your brain the option to quit. When you stop asking for comfort and start demanding results. When you start living by action, not by emotion. You already have what it takes. You've just got to stop giving your brain the option to decide for you. You decide, you move, you lead. That's how you force your brain to do hard things. Not by waiting, not by wishing, but by deciding with strength and never looking back. Chapter 2. Stand up the moment your mind says wait. When your mind says wait, that's the exact moment you need to move. That small pause, that quiet hesitation, that split second of delay. It's not just a thought, it's a test. It's your brain trying to protect you from discomfort, from effort, from anything that feels unfamiliar or difficult. And if you obey that voice even once, you reinforce weakness. You teach your mind that hesitation is allowed. You give it room to grow. And before you know it, that voice gets louder, stronger, more convincing. But if you stand up in that exact moment, if you break the pattern by doing the opposite of what your mind suggests, you take back control. That's where change begins. Not tomorrow, not later, not when it feels right. Right there. In the moment your mind says, not now. Every breakthrough in life begins with one choice. To move when your instincts say, stay. It's not always about big things. Sometimes it's as small as getting off the couch. Sometimes it's picking up the phone. Sometimes it's walking out the door when you'd rather stay inside. The moment itself doesn't have to be dramatic, but the decision is. The decision is where your power lives, because the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Every second you sit in hesitation makes the task feel heavier than it really is. Your brain starts stacking reasons to delay, building stories, creating excuses, and all of them sound believable. That's how it works. But the truth is, you don't need more time. You don't need a better feeling. You don't need to feel confident. You need to act. And you need to act fast, not just sometimes, every time. Because your brain learns through repetition. It watches what you do. If you train it to hesitate, it will keep doing that. If you train it to act on command, it will get better at that too. You become what you practice. Most people spend their whole life in delay. They don't even realize they're doing it. They say things like, I'll do it later, or I'm just thinking it through. But underneath those words is fear, not fear of failure. Fear of discomfort, fear of effort, fear of temporary pressure. So they pause, they analyze, they wait, and the moment passes. You can't live like that anymore. You need to make a habit of immediate action. You need to become someone who does not tolerate delay, someone who respects their own time too much to waste it in indecision. Because the people who win in life, the ones who grow, the ones who succeed, are not the ones who always feel ready. They are the ones who act even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. And the hardest time to act is always the first few seconds. That's where the battle is won or lost. Once you're moving, momentum builds. The brain starts catching up, the body gets involved. But you've got to win those first seconds. That's when your identity is shaped. That's when your habits are formed. That's when your future is decided. Don't listen to that voice that says, just wait a minute. Because that minute becomes an hour. That hour becomes a day. And that day becomes a habit. And you start seeing yourself as someone who doesn't follow through. That's how self-doubt grows. Not from one big failure, but from 1,000 small moments where you said no to action and yes to comfort. When you stand up the moment your mind says wait, you create a new image of yourself. You start to believe deeply that you are someone who does what needs to be done. And that belief carries into everything, your work, your discipline, your health, your relationships. Every area of your life benefits when you stop negotiating with hesitation. It's not easy, but it's simple. You feel the resistance, and you move anyway. You don't argue with it. You don't wait to feel like it. You don't need the mood. You don't need the music. You need to act. That's how the best habits are built. That's how self-respect is earned. That's how strength is developed. Not in theory, but in the moment. And once you start doing this regularly, something changes inside you. You stop avoiding pressure. You start leaning into it. You begin to understand that the discomfort you feel is a sign you're on the right track. It's not a warning. It's a signal that you're growing, that you're leaving behind the version of yourself that stayed stuck, that you're stepping into something higher. Most people never reach that place because they always stop when they feel the slightest resistance. But resistance is not the enemy. It's the gate. It's the path to everything you want. and the only way to walk through it is to ignore the wait signal in your brain and take the step anyway. This applies to everything. If you want to get in shape, the hardest part is walking to the gym. If you want to grow your income, the hardest part is making that uncomfortable call. If you want to heal, the hardest part is starting the conversation. The moment always feels hard until you move. And when you do move, everything shifts. The energy changes. The pressure lifts. You realize that the hard thing wasn't actually that hard. It only felt that way when you were sitting in hesitation. You've got to get out of your head and into your actions. Stop overthinking. Stop planning every detail. Stop waiting for the moment to feel easier. The longer you wait, the more power you give away. You're not here to live in hesitation. You're here to lead your own life. And leadership starts with action. Real, deliberate, fast action. The kind that doesn't ask permission. The kind that doesn't delay. The kind that says, I'm doing this now. When that becomes your pattern, you become unstoppable. Because then your brain starts to work for you, not against you. It starts to understand that waiting is not part of your life anymore. It stops feeding you delays. It starts delivering solutions. But you've got to prove that first. You've got to show your brain that hesitation doesn't get a seat at the table anymore. And you show that by how you respond in the moment. It doesn't matter how tired you are. It doesn't matter how discouraged you feel. It doesn't matter if you're uncertain or overwhelmed. The moment your brain says, wait, you move. That's your new rule. No debate, no second thought. You'll be amazed how quickly things change. The more you act, the less time you spend stuck. The more decisions you make, the more clarity you gain. The more you move, the more power you feel. It becomes a cycle. A strong, productive, focused cycle. But you've got to start it. No one else can do it for you. No motivational quote will do it. No reminder from your phone. No push from someone else. It has to come from inside you. That firm decision to stop delaying your life. You've already waited long enough. Now it's time to build the habit of moving at the moment of resistance. That's where your life changes. That's where you rise. And the truth is, you don't need more time. You don't need more energy. You need one thing. The ability to act without delay. That one skill alone can change your entire future. Because everything you want is on the other side of hesitation, and the only way through is to move when your brain says pause. So the next time your mind says wait, don't pause, stand up, do it, move into action. That is how you win. That is how you grow. That is how you change everything. Yeah. I love that, don't you? That's amazing.
Chapter 3. Decide now. And don't open any negotiation. The moment you hesitate, you invite weakness. The moment you start thinking twice, you give away power. The strongest people you know aren't making a dozen decisions about the same thing. They make one decision, and they close the door behind it. They don't keep coming back to it. They don't wonder if they should or shouldn't. They make the call, and they move. That's how progress begins. That's how self-respect builds. You can't keep debating your own decisions and expect to grow stronger. You've got to decide and then lock it in. You don't open it up again every time you feel uncomfortable. You don't renegotiate just because your mood shifts. The brain loves options. It loves exits. It searches for any excuse to delay or escape hard work. If you leave the door open, even just a crack, it will find a way to talk you out of it. That's why most people don't follow through. It's not because they're lazy or broken. It's because they haven't learned to shut down the internal debate. They decide, and then keep revisiting the decision. Every time you do that, you weaken the original choice. It doesn't stand firm anymore. It starts to fall apart. You've got to make your decisions like you mean them, like they're final. No second guessing, no maybe later. You choose, and that's it. You act like there's no other way. You treat it as a non-negotiable. That's how you build clarity. That's how you build follow-through. Not by stacking more information or trying to feel more inspired. You build it by ending the conversation once the decision is made. The problem is, most people don't trust their own choices. They think they need more time to weigh it all out, more space to think, more signals from the outside. But if you keep delaying a decision, you're not getting smarter, you're getting stuck. You're training your brain to doubt instead of commit. And the longer you do that, the harder it gets to move. Real discipline comes when you stop entertaining the second voice. That voice that always pops up after you decide. The one that says, "Are you sure this is the right thing? Or what if it gets hard? Or maybe you should wait until you feel better." You know that voice. It shows up every time you try to change your life. But that voice doesn't need your attention. It needs silence. And silence comes from strength. It comes from deciding with clarity and refusing to invite negotiation. You don't go back and ask your brain for a second opinion. You made the call. Now you follow through. That's how you take back authority. That's how you rewire your pattern. Every time you stick to a decision without reopening it, you build something inside yourself. You build personal certainty. You build the kind of mindset that doesn't back down just because the emotions get loud. That's where most people their decision was real, but their emotions were louder, and they let emotion drag them back into the debate. You've got to stop doing that. Emotions shift, energy dips, confidence wavers, but your decisions must remain steady. That's the whole point of commitment. It means you keep going even after the excitement fades, even after the motivation is gone. Because if you only follow through when it feels easy, you're not committed, you're just convenient. And here's the truth, any decision worth making is going to feel hard. It's going to stretch you, it's going to bring pressure. That's part of it. That pressure is a sign that you're doing something different, something real. And when that pressure shows up, it's not a cue to step back. It's a cue to double down. Because the stronger you get at holding your line, the easier it becomes to make bigger decisions. You stop fearing them. You start trusting yourself. And when you trust your ability to choose and follow through, everything changes. You stop drifting. You stop getting lost in doubt. You start moving with direction. You've got to stop needing constant reassurance. Stop asking yourself if you feel like it. Stop looking around to see what other people are doing. Your growth isn't about anyone else. It's about your ability to make strong decisions and own them fully. That's where your strength is. People say they want discipline. They say they want focus. But what they really need is decision-making strength. Because when you decide once and follow through, you don't waste energy second-guessing. You don't burn time sitting in uncertainty. You act. You build. You grow. That's how progress stacks up. One strong decision at a time. You don't need more options. You need fewer excuses. And that means learning to treat your own word like a command. You say you're going to do it. Then do it. Not because it's easy. Not because it feels good. But because you decided. That's reason enough. That's what integrity looks like. When you live this way, your confidence starts to change. You stop needing approval. You stop doubting your every move. You build identity around action. Not overthinking. Not perfection. Not feelings. But action. You decide fast. And you follow through. That becomes who you are. And yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable at first. Your brain is going to push back. It's going to throw distractions at you. It's going to whisper all the reasons to stop. But that's just the old pattern trying to stay alive. You don't feed it. You don't give it space. You remind yourself, this decision is made. It's not up for review. This applies to every area of your life. Your health. Your mindset. Your relationships. Your habits. You can't improve anything if you keep changing your mind halfway through. You've got to pick a direction and stick to it long enough to see results. That's the real secret to consistency. Not talent. Not motivation. Just the refusal to reopen a decision every time it gets hard. There's a quiet power in people who decide fast and act with clarity. You can feel it. They don't waver. They don't explain. They don't over-talk it. They move. And because of that, they grow faster. They see more results. They live with more peace. Because they're not constantly battling indecision. They've learned to trust themselves. And that trust came from practice. That's what you need to build now. You need to make decisions faster. You need to close the gap between idea and action. You need to treat your time with respect. You don't drag your feet on things that matter. You don't spend days analyzing what should take minutes. You choose and then you move. Every time you do this, you send a message to yourself. You say, I trust me. And that message, over time, becomes belief. It becomes identity. You start to see yourself as someone who follows through. And once you believe that, your actions change. Your results change. Your future changes. But none of that happens if you keep opening up decisions that were already made. You've got to be firm. You've got to be clear. You've got to stop inviting second chances to quit. Your growth depends on it. Your discipline depends on it. Your success depends on it. The next time you make a decision, don't leave it open. Don't revisit it in your head 10 more times. Don't water it down with doubt. Decide now. Act now. Don't open negotiation. That's the habit you build. That's the strength you live by. And that's how you create a life that moves forward without hesitation.
Chapter 4. Feel the resistance and walk into it anyway. Most people think resistance is a stop sign. They feel that pressure, that discomfort, that inner pull to avoid, and they pause. They think something must be wrong. They think the fear or tension is a warning to turn back. But the truth is, resistance is proof that you're standing at the edge of progress. It's not a signal to stop. It's a signal to move forward. Growth never comes wrapped in ease. It shows up dressed as resistance. And how you respond to that resistance will define who you become. The resistance you feel isn't there to hurt you. It's there to test you. It's the gap between your current self and your potential. And the only way to close that gap is to move toward what you don't want to face. It might be waking up early when every part of your body wants to stay in bed. It might be making that difficult phone call you've been avoiding. It might be putting yourself in a situation where you might fail. But whatever form it takes, you can't wait for the resistance to go away. You walk into it while it's still there. That's the move that changes everything. If you wait to act until the resistance disappears, you'll never act. It will always find a way to stay alive. It's persistent. It's clever. It knows your habits. It knows exactly what to say to convince you to wait. And if you keep listening to it, it gets stronger. It begins to shape your choices. It turns into patterns. And before long, you don't even see it anymore. It just becomes the way you live. Safe. Comfortable. Stuck. But the moment you start walking toward that pressure, something shifts. You realize that resistance doesn't have as much power as it pretends. It might be loud. It might be uncomfortable. But it isn't stronger than your decision to move. You prove that the first time you do the thing you've been avoiding, the tension builds up, and when you step into it, it starts to break apart. The fear loses its shape.
the anxiety shrinks. You find out it wasn't nearly as bad as you imagined. That's how confidence is built. Not by avoiding resistance, but by moving straight into it. You don't build courage by waiting. You build it by doing the hard thing, while the fear is still present. You take action with the weight still on your chest. You speak up while your voice is still shaky. You move forward with uncertainty still in your mind. That's the kind of strength that sticks. Because it's not based on the absence of fear, it's built on your ability to move despite it. If you want to grow, you've got to stop running from resistance. You've got to stop waiting for the perfect moment. That moment isn't coming. All you have is now, and now is where the resistance lives. Right here is where your decision matters. Do you back away, or do you step forward? That one choice determines the path you take next. The more you face resistance, the less it controls you. You stop being afraid of pressure. You start understanding it. You realize that it's there because something meaningful is on the other side. People often think they need to feel ready before they act. But readiness isn't a feeling, it's a choice. It's the decision to move regardless of what your emotions are doing. Resistance might still be there. Your legs might feel heavy. Your heart might beat fast. Your mind might scream at you to stop. But you don't stop. You take the step anyway. You show your body and your brain that your direction doesn't depend on your comfort. And the more you do this, the more natural it becomes. Not easier, but more familiar. You start to recognize the pattern. You feel the resistance show up. And instead of freezing, you smile a little. You know what it means now. It means you're stretching. It means you're getting better. It means you're no longer living on autopilot. That's a good sign. That's a sign you're alive and choosing your path consciously. Resistance is personal. It knows your weaknesses. It shows up right where your excuses live. It whispers just enough to sound reasonable. Take a break. Do it later. You're tired. You're not ready. It never yells. It just talks to you softly, until you start agreeing. That's why you have to become aware of it. You have to feel it and still move. You have to hear it and still act. Because when you do, you separate your thoughts from your action. You stop being controlled by impulse, and you start building direction. This isn't about becoming fearless. It's about becoming willing. Willing to feel what most people avoid. Willing to act when it's uncomfortable. Willing to hold your ground when your mind wants to retreat. That willingness is rare, but it's what leads to mastery. It's what separates those who change their lives from those who stay in cycles. Every time you walk into resistance, you teach yourself a lesson. You teach yourself that action is possible, even when it's not easy. You show yourself that hesitation doesn't need to win. You prove that growth is always available to the one who moves forward. That's how you build a new identity, one decision at a time. You stop seeing yourself as someone who avoids. You start seeing yourself as someone who confronts. That shift in identity is powerful. It doesn't happen by thinking about change. It happens by living it. By acting differently. By choosing pressure over pause. That's how the brain rewires. Not through ideas, but through repeated choices in the presence of resistance. There's never going to be a moment where you feel completely clear. That moment doesn't exist. What exists is this moment full of discomfort and hesitation and pressure. And that's enough. Because action doesn't need perfect conditions. It needs courage. It needs honesty. It needs movement. You don't have to feel brave to be brave. You don't have to feel strong to act strong. You just need to do the thing you said you would do. That's how trust builds. Not just with others, but with yourself. The more you show up,
the more you believe in your ability to keep showing up. That belief starts to change how you see yourself. You begin to expect more from yourself. You stop settling for what's easy. And when that becomes your standard, life opens up. You find yourself in rooms you didn't think you could be in. You have conversations you used to avoid. You take on challenges you once thought were too big. Not because everything is easier now, but because you've become the kind of person who moves forward regardless of how it feels. That's the goal. Not to remove resistance, but to become so mentally strong that it no longer stops you. So every time it shows up, you know exactly what to do. You take a breath. You feel it fully. You acknowledge it. And then you walk right into it. No overthinking. No delay. Just action. Real action. Not the kind that's planned forever but never executed. The kind that moves you forward. That shifts your path. That changes how you carry yourself. You are capable of more than your resistance wants you to believe. But you'll never access that potential if you keep avoiding discomfort. You've got to start seeing resistance as your guide, not your enemy. It shows you where the growth lives. It points to what matters. Follow that direction. And when your body tenses up, when your heart beats faster, when your brain begs you to stop, that's your moment. That's the invitation to become stronger than you've ever been. Not someday. Not when it's convenient. Right now. Move forward in the presence of resistance. That is how you grow. That is how you lead. That is how you take control of your life.
Chapter 5. Drag your focus back every time it drifts. Focus is not something you find once and keep forever. It's something you pull back again and again. The moment your mind starts to wander, that's not a sign of failure. It's a call to return. And if you want to master your mind, if you want to finish what you start, you've got to build the skill of dragging your focus back every single time it drifts. Not sometimes, not when you feel like it. Every time. Distraction isn't the problem. Staying distracted is everyone loses focus, everyone gets pulled away. Everyone has moments where their attention slips. But the people who succeed are the ones who notice it fast and return without argument. They don't sit in guilt. They don't beat themselves up. They recognize it and they shift. That's the difference. It's not that they're superhuman. It's that they've trained themselves to recover faster. You've got to stop expecting your focus to be perfect. That mindset only leads to frustration. What you need is to treat focus like a discipline. You work on it, you practice it, you fail at it, and come back stronger. That's how you build the kind of attention that gets things done. Not by having perfect days, but by building powerful returns. Every time your mind drifts off and you catch it, you have a decision to make. Do you stay where your thoughts wandered, or do you bring your mind back to where you need it to be? That decision is everything. Because if you keep choosing to stay lost, even for a few minutes at a time, that becomes a habit. And small habits repeated often shape your identity. You don't want to be someone who checks out and stays out. You want to be someone who checks in again and again, no matter how many times it takes. Focus is stolen in small ways. A quick glance at your phone, a background thought you let grow, a task you decide to push to later. You've got to get good at noticing the moment your attention drifts. You've got to become aware of what pulls it. Once you know the pattern, you can break it. But that means paying attention to your attention. The average person spends most of their day reacting. They move from one notification to the next, one urge to the next, and wonder why nothing gets finished. It's not because they don't care. It's because they haven't trained their focus. You don't rise in life by being available to everything. You rise by becoming deeply present with the few things that matter. When you're working,
be working. When you're reading, be reading. When you're thinking, be thinking. That sounds simple, but most people are never really in one place. Their body is here, but their mind is somewhere else. You can't build anything meaningful that way. You've got to bring all of yourself to the task. That's where progress lives. Not in scattered energy, but in full presence. And yes, your focus will break. That's normal. What matters is what you do next. Do you let it drift further? Do you chase the distraction? Or do you pull yourself back without needing a perfect condition to do it? Dragging your focus back is an act of strength. It means you're willing to restart without excuses. You're willing to begin again, even if it's the 10th time today. That's what separates a disciplined mind from a reactive one. Not perfection, resilience. When your mind wanders, it's tempting to think you need a break. But more often than not, what you really need is to return. You need to return to the reason you started. Return to the task in front of you. Return to the work that matters. Not because you feel like it, but because it's what you said you would do. That's the kind of mental strength that changes everything. It's quiet. It's unglamorous. But it works. You don't need more inspiration. You don't need another hack. You need to build the habit of coming back. Over and over. As many times as it takes. That's how focus grows. You don't just sit around hoping your attention stays sharp. You train it like a muscle. And just like physical training, you don't quit after one slip. You keep showing up. You stay on the path. You keep dragging your focus back, even when it feels like you're doing it every few minutes. That is the work. That is what discipline looks like in real life. It's not flashy. It's not always fun. But it's real. And it gets results. The biggest trap is thinking that because your focus broke, your day is ruined. That mindset is what keeps people stuck. One moment of distraction doesn't ruin anything, unless you decide not to return. It's not about the drift. It's about the return. You can always return. You can always get back on track, even if you fell off for an hour. Even if you lost a day, you return, and you do the work. Don't wait to feel motivated again. Don't wait for the right energy. Just come back, reset, restart, recommit, and keep moving. The longer you stay off track, the harder it gets to return. So make the decision fast. The moment you notice the drift, that's your signal. That's your chance to prove you're in control of your attention, not the other way around. Your brain is powerful, but it needs direction. If you leave it alone, it will chase what's easy. It will look for pleasure. It will avoid the hard work. That's why you have to guide it. You have to remind it what matters. You have to tell it where to go. Every return makes you stronger. Every time you catch yourself and come back, you're training clarity. You're building the habit of staying present. And that habit will carry you through every hard season. It will keep you grounded when life gets loud. It will keep you focused when others are distracted. And don't expect it to be clean. Some days your focus will drift over and over again. That doesn't mean you're weak. That means you're human. What matters is your response. Keep pulling it back. Keep doing the work. Even if your mind fights you. Even if the distractions feel heavy, you show up anyway. You're not chasing perfection. You're building power. You're proving to yourself that your attention can be trained. And once you believe that, your whole approach to work changes. You stop being afraid of bad days. You stop letting one mistake ruin everything. You start trusting yourself to recover. That's what makes someone mentally strong. Not someone who never drifts, but someone who always comes back. They don't get caught in guilt. They don't fall into shame. They just notice and return. That's how you stay in motion. That's how you build something great. One focused moment at a time. So if your mind starts to wander, pull it back. If your energy starts to fade, pull it back. If your attention breaks, pull it back. That repetition is what builds mastery. That repetition is what shapes who you are. You won't always feel focused. You won't always feel sharp. But you can always return. And that decision, made consistently, will change your life. You don't need to do it perfectly. You just need to do it often. Keep dragging your focus back. That's where the real growth begins.
Chapter 6. Do the task even when you hate it. Doing the task you hate is one of the most powerful decisions you can ever make. It's the kind of choice that separates the ones who move forward from the ones who stay stuck. Anyone can do what they enjoy. Anyone can show up when things feel light and easy. But if you only act when you're in the mood, you'll stay exactly where you are. Real growth begins when you do the task you don't want to do. When everything in you wants to walk away, but you stay and finish it anyway. That's the turning point. That's where real discipline is built. Your life doesn't improve through doing what you love every day. It improves when you're willing to take on the things that drain you, challenge you, and annoy you, and do them anyway. Because every one of those tasks builds something inside you. It builds emotional toughness. It builds work ethic. It builds mental structure. You learn that your emotions don't have to control your actions. You learn that you can lead yourself even when it's inconvenient. Nobody wakes up excited to do boring or difficult work. That's not what creates progress. What creates progress is your ability to do it anyway, to stop letting personal preference run your schedule. You're not always going to feel like it. You're not always going to enjoy the process. But that's never been the point. The point is becoming someone who keeps showing up, even when it's slow, even when it's slow, even when it's uncomfortable, even when every part of you wants to quit. The tasks you avoid are the ones holding back your growth. You can't afford to keep running from them. You can't keep pushing them off just because they don't feel good. You have to face them head on and follow through. You have to prove to yourself that you're stronger than your dislike for the process. And you do that by doing the thing, even when you hate it. Discipline is built in the hours that feel the longest. It's built when you're dragging your feet, when your energy is low, when your attitude is off, but you still do what needs to be done. That's where it grows. Not in perfect conditions, but in the exact moment you want to step away. That moment is everything. When you do the task you hate, you take away its power. It doesn't get to decide anymore. You take the lead. You show up, not because it feels great, but because you made a decision. And that decision carries more weight than your mood. That's how you train your mind to follow your word. That's how you build trust with yourself. If you keep skipping the things you don't like, you'll keep repeating the same lessons. Life will keep bringing you the same challenges until you face them fully. Avoiding discomfort only delays success. The sooner you step into it, the sooner you move forward. You might not see results right away. You might not feel proud in the moment. But those are the reps that matter most. The reps that feel like nothing. The ones that feel dull or hard or pointless. They're adding up. They're shaping how you handle the rest of your life. You don't build a strong character through excitement. You build it through consistency. You've got to learn how to detach from how you feel about a task and stay committed to what needs to get done. You don't need to love the process. You need to respect it.
you need to see that the hard work you avoid is exactly where your next breakthrough lives. There's a reason you hate some tasks. Maybe they're tedious. Maybe they make you uncomfortable. Maybe they expose your weaknesses. That's okay. That's part of the process. You don't have to feel ready. You don't have to feel inspired. You just have to start. And once you start, you give yourself the chance to finish. When you only choose the parts of life you like, you stay weak. Because the things that build power are often the things that test your patience. They're the things that challenge your energy. And the more you run from them, the more fragile you become. But when you push through, when you sit down and do the work you've been avoiding, you change how you see yourself. You're no longer someone who gives in to frustration. You're someone who moves forward no matter what. That kind of self-respect is built, not bought. And it's built one hard task at a time. You can't grow if you keep quitting. You can't evolve if you keep choosing comfort. Every task you hate is a doorway, and behind it is strength, clarity and results. But you'll never see what's behind that door if you keep walking away. You've got to open it. You've got to step into it. You've got to complete it. You're not doing it for the task. You're doing it for who you become while doing it. That's the part people miss. The task may not matter 5 years from now, but the discipline you build while doing it, that's what stays with you. That's what prepares you for everything else in your life. There's freedom in showing up for yourself when it's hard. There's a kind of peace that comes from knowing you won't quit on yourself. It's not about being perfect. It's about being reliable. When you build that kind of relationship with yourself, you no longer need to be pushed. You become your own driver. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. It might take longer than you want. It might test your limits. But it will build something solid inside you. Something that doesn't shake every time things get hard. You'll walk differently. You'll think differently. Because you'll know you can count on you. That's the goal, not just to finish the work, but to finish it even when it drains you, even when it tests your mood, even when there's no excitement left. You finish it because it matters. You finish it because it's the right thing to do. And once you finish, something shifts. You stand a little taller. You gain quiet confidence. Not the loud kind, but the kind that comes from action, from doing what others avoid, from proving to yourself that your feelings don't get to run your life. You're not here to enjoy every part of the journey. You're here to grow through it. And growth demands work. It demands sacrifice. It demands that you lean into what you resist the most. You may not love the task. You may not even like it. But you'll respect the version of yourself that finishes. The ones who succeed long term are the ones who embrace this truth. You don't need to like the task. You just need to finish it. You just need to stay the course. Not because it's fun. Not because it feels good. But because your future depends on it. You've got a choice every day. Skip the hard task and stay the same. Or do it and become more. That choice adds up, one task at a time, one uncomfortable step after another, and over time, those choices build someone powerful, someone unstoppable. So do the task even when you hate it. Do it with a clear mind. Do it without drama. Do it with purpose. And when it's done, don't just celebrate the result. Celebrate the discipline. That's what matters most. That's what no one can take from you. And that's what will carry you all the way to the life you've been working toward.
Chapter 7. Shut down comfort before it takes the lead. Comfort is quiet, but it's always waiting. It doesn't yell. It doesn't argue. It just sits there, ready to take over the moment you lower your guard.
The moment you feel a little tired, a little distracted, a little uninspired, comfort shows up with a softer path, an easier way, a reason to take it slow. If you're not aware, it wins before you even know what happened. That's why you have to shut it down before it speaks. You can't give comfort the first word, because if it speaks first, it often speaks last. Comfort doesn't look like a threat. It feels like a reward. You tell yourself you've done enough. You tell yourself you deserve a break. You tell yourself there's always later, and maybe that's true sometimes. But if you keep giving comfort permission to lead, it will slowly pull you off track. One delay becomes two. One skipped session becomes a habit. One relaxed standard becomes your new normal. That's how people lose momentum. Not in dramatic collapse, but in quiet surrender to comfort. If you want to move forward in life, you can't let comfort run your decisions. You need to see it for what it is. A silent trap that takes without warning. It trades progress for ease. It trades growth for rest. And it doesn't ask. It just moves in when you stop choosing action. You've got to be quicker. You've got to be intentional. You've got to stop it before it even starts. The strongest people you know didn't get there by doing what felt good all the time. They got there by setting clear priorities and protecting them from comfort. They built routines and followed them, whether they felt like it or not. They didn't wait for perfect energy. They created structure and stuck to it. They gave themselves fewer options, fewer distractions, fewer exit points. That's how you stay on course. Not by hoping you feel motivated every day, but by locking in your plan and making it non-negotiable. You don't need to feel bad about wanting comfort. That desire is natural. What you need is to manage it. You don't let it drive. You don't let it pick your schedule. You don't let it change your plans. When comfort shows up, you don't listen. You act. That's how you build discipline, by moving forward without letting ease set the pace. Comfort always has good timing. It appears when you're stressed, when you're uncertain, when things are stretching you. That's when the soft options seem most appealing. Skip the workout. Delay the call. Watch something for a while. Scroll a little longer. Comfort always shows up with a shortcut. But the shortcut takes more than it gives. Because when you avoid what you should be doing, you're not just losing time. You're weakening your inner structure. You're telling yourself that it's okay to back down when things aren't perfect. That message compounds over time. It becomes your pattern. It becomes who you are. You've got to send a different message. One that says, I lead, not comfort. You do that by acting quickly. You wake up and start the day without delay. You tackle the hardest task first. You don't wait for clarity. You make a decision. You take the walk. You finish the task. You follow the plan. And you do it before your mind starts building an excuse. Once comfort starts talking, it gets creative. It knows exactly what to say to sound reasonable. Just today. Just 5 more minutes. You've earned this. And if you don't shut it down fast, it becomes the voice you trust. That's why you need speed. You don't let the debate begin. You act before it starts. You make the move. You keep your promise. You show up early. You follow through. This isn't about being harsh with yourself. It's about being honest. You know when comfort is creeping in. You feel it in the urge to slow down, in the pull to check out, in the story that says, you can do it later. That moment is your window. You either shut it down, or it takes the lead. What happens when comfort leads? You stop stretching. You stop learning. You settle for average. You let your standards slide. Not because you're weak, but because you didn't catch the shift in time. Comfort is sneaky like that. It doesn't take over all at once. It starts small. A skipped habit. A missed deadline. A lower expectation. And before long, It's leading the way. You've got to be intentional every single day. You don't wait to feel strong. You act in strength by choosing structure over ease. You keep your promises even when it's quiet, even when no one is watching, especially then, because that's when your character is shaped. Not when things are loud, but when things are still. The solution is simple, not easy. You build systems that don't allow for comfort to lead. You set deadlines. You hold yourself to them. You work at a certain time, not based on mood. You move even when it feels hard. You stay committed when your emotions shift. That's how you keep your edge. That's how you stay sharp. You're not doing this to punish yourself. You're doing it to protect your vision, because that vision is fragile. It can't survive if you keep handing the wheel to comfort. You need energy. You need focus. You need consistency. And comfort tries to take all three. It's not about avoiding all rest. Rest matters. But rest is earned. Rest is planned. Rest is built into your routine, not stolen from the time you promised to your goals. If you're always resting to escape hard things, you're not resting. You're hiding. And hiding doesn't build anything. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be aware. You need to catch it early. The moment you feel that urge to skip what matters, that's the moment you act. You take the walk. You send the message. You finish the task. You don't give comfort time to build a case. You beat it with action. Quick, clear action. You already know where comfort hides in your life. You know the behaviors that pull you away from progress. Now it's your job to shut them down before they grow. You don't have to fight them forever. You just have to stop them from taking the lead. When you start living this way, something changes in how you see yourself. You stop being someone who waits for the perfect moment. You become someone who creates momentum by making strong choices. That identity shift is everything. It puts you back in control. It turns your goals into reality. Not through luck, but through leadership. Comfort will keep knocking. That won't change. But you don't have to open the door. You don't have to let it run your day. You have the final say. You always have. You just have to start acting like it. You shut it down early. You move before it speaks. You follow your schedule. You finish what you said you would. That's how you win the day. Not by feeling great every hour, but by staying focused even when ease tries to sneak in. This is the work. This is the mindset. You choose clarity over comfort. You choose action over avoidance. You choose discipline over delay. You don't wait for motivation. You don't negotiate with weakness. You don't check how you feel. You already know what to do, and you do it before comfort gets a chance to lead, before it changes your mind, before it talks you out of your own progress. You move, you finish, you grow. That's how real change happens. One honest decision at a time, one moment of action before comfort takes the lead, one small win repeated daily until strength becomes who you are. Chapter 8. Catch yourself thinking soft and interrupt it fast. You don't lose to failure. You don't fall behind because of one bad choice. You lose when you start thinking soft and never notice. You fall off track when weak thoughts enter your mind and you let them stay. Thoughts that tell you to take it easy. Thoughts that sound nice but slowly make you smaller. Thoughts that lower your standards, steal your urgency, and convince you to settle. If you want to grow, you have to develop the awareness to catch those thoughts the moment they show up, and you can't just catch them. You have to interrupt them fast, before they take root. Soft thinking is sneaky. It doesn't shout, it whispers. It says things like, you've done enough today, or you don't need to push that hard, or no one's watching anyway. At first it sounds reasonable. That's why it's dangerous. Because soft thoughts don't feel wrong. They feel comfortable. They feel like self-care. But in reality, they're shortcuts. They're lies dressed as kindness. They're the beginning of slow decline. One soft thought might not seem like much, but if you let it stay, it becomes the default. You start repeating it.
You start believing it, and your actions begin to match. You skip the extra rip, you stop early. You turn a challenge into an excuse, and before you know it, your goals feel further away. Not because of a big event, but because you didn't stop that first soft thought. You have to train your mind to notice when it starts to drift into weakness, when it shifts from drive to excuse, when it starts reaching for comfort instead of challenge. That shift matters. It always starts small. A quiet hesitation, a mental sigh, a lazy explanation. You've got to recognize it for what it is, and the moment you hear it, you break it. You don't argue with it. You don't negotiate. You don't let it stay a second longer than it should. You interrupt it with action. You change your body language. You speak something strong out loud. You move. You redirect your attention. You remind yourself who's in charge. Because if you don't interrupt that thought, it becomes your mindset. And once it becomes your mindset, it turns into your behavior. You can't afford to live on autopilot. Not if you want to grow. Not if you want to build something meaningful. You need to become mentally sharp. You need to stay alert. You need to pay attention to your internal dialogue, because that voice in your head shapes everything. It decides whether you keep going or give up. It decides whether you hold the line or fold under pressure. You're not going to feel strong every day. That's not realistic. But you can become someone who catches weakness early. You can become someone who doesn't give soft thoughts a home. That comes from daily practice. That comes from holding yourself to a higher standard. Even in silence. Even when no one knows what you're thinking. But start paying attention to how you speak to yourself in the moments that matter. Right before a task. Right when you wake up. Right before you choose between pushing forward or pulling back. Those moments reveal your pattern. And if the pattern is soft, you change it. You don't wait for the perfect system. You don't wait to feel inspired. You act. You catch yourself saying, "This can wait," and you respond, "No, it can't." You hear, "I'm tired," and you respond, "I'm not finished." You hear, "I've done enough," and you remind yourself what you said you'd do. That's not being harsh. That's being disciplined. The thoughts you allow are shaping your limits. If you accept soft thinking, you'll live a soft life. You'll avoid challenge. You'll shrink your goal. You'll settle for a version of yourself that feels safe, but unfulfilled. But if you train your mind to catch those soft moments, you give yourself the chance to rise. You give yourself the room to build something solid. You don't need to think perfectly. But you need to think clearly. You need to know the difference between truth and comfort. And once you spot comfort, pretending to be truth, you cut it off. You don't let it grow. You don't let it change your path. This requires daily attention. It requires honesty. You can't keep letting yourself off the hook and expect to feel strong. You can't keep lowering the bar and expect to rise. Soft thinking sounds like a break. But it always leads to regret. It leads to knowing you could have done more and did. It leads to seeing opportunities pass. Because you hesitated. You felt that before. You don't want to feel it again. So the next time you hear a soft thought, treat it like an alarm. Don't ignore it. Don't entertain it. Don't agree with it just because it feels good. Step back. Pause. Ask yourself, is this helping me grow or pulling me back? And if the answer isn't growth, you stop it. You don't let it continue. You take a stronger action instead. This is how you lead yourself. You don't let emotion pick the pace. You don't let comfort call the shot. You stay awake to your own thinking. You set the standard, and you enforce it, even when it's difficult. Some days, you'll catch a soft thought and stop it quickly. Other days, it will sneak in deeper. You'll find yourself halfway through the day before realizing you've been running on low standards. That's okay. The moment you realize it, you pull yourself back. You realign. You reset the tone. It's never too late to shift. But the longer you wait, the harder it gets.
The more comfortable you become with soft thinking, the more natural it feels. That's the danger. You stop noticing. You start believing it's just who you are. But that's a lie. It's not who you are. It's who you've let lead. And you can change that right now. You can step back into your full strength. Not by being perfect, but by being aware, by holding yourself to truth, by choosing challenge over comfort in your mind first. Your behavior will always follow your thinking. So if you want stronger habits, build a stronger thought life. Build a mind that doesn't tolerate softness. Build a mind that rejects excuses. Build a mind that notices weakness and interrupts it fast. The longer you wait to do this, the more your potential slips. The more you delay the life you're capable of building, the more you hand over your results to feelings that change by the hour. But if you choose to take control now, if you decide that soft thinking has no place in your mind, you start to shift everything. It starts with one moment, one thought, one choice to say, no, not today, not now. And in that moment, you lead. You don't wait for a new season. You don't hope your energy comes back. You don't lower your expectations to match your mood. You rise to the standard you set when you were clear, when you were focused, when you were honest. That's the kind of mindset that makes you unstoppable. Not because you're always energized, but because you know how to catch weakness before it spreads, and you shut it down before it has time to convince you to quit. This is your responsibility. Nobody else is going to manage your thoughts for you. Nobody else can hold your focus. This is on you, and that's not a burden. That's power. Because it means you can take full control of your path. You can build something real, something lasting, and it all begins in the way you think. So catch yourself thinking soft, and don't wait. Interrupt it fast. Replace it with a stronger move, a stronger decision, a stronger voice, and keep doing that until it becomes automatic, until you no longer let weakness lead your life, until you become someone who thinks sharp, acts strong, and lives with purpose, all because you made one choice, again and again, to interrupt soft thinking, before it could shape your future.
Chapter 9. Act like quitting is not even an option. Quitting becomes an option the moment you let it enter your mind. It doesn't always show up as a loud voice saying stop. Sometimes it shows up quietly, disguised as doubt, disguised as frustration, disguised as maybe this isn't for me. That's how it starts. A whisper, a pause, a soft internal question about whether you should keep going. If you let that thought grow, it becomes a decision, and that decision takes everything from you. Your progress, your momentum, your belief, your confidence. That's why you must live like quitting is not even available. Not today, not tomorrow, not under pressure, not under stress. You train your mind to keep going regardless of how you feel. This mindset isn't built in easy times, it's forged. When things are messy, when you feel stuck, when nothing seems to work, and your emotions are begging for relief. You've got to act like you have no exit. That's where strength comes from. When you stop treating quitting like an escape route, your energy shifts, your commitment deepens, your standards rise. You begin to carry yourself differently. You stop asking, how long will this take? And you start asking, how far can I go? That kind of thinking creates power. Because now you're not wondering if you'll make it. You've already decided you will. And when the decision is made, your energy stops getting drained by the question. You're no longer entertaining options that pull you away from your goal. You're focused. You're all in. That's the way to live if you want real results. That's how people win. Not by being the most talented, not by having everything figured out, but by showing up again and again, like quitting never existed. If you want to build something lasting, you need to make that decision once and never reopen it. You don't make it every Monday. You don't revisit it after every bad day. You don't make quitting a backup plan. You eliminate it. You erase it from your vocabulary. You remove the space in your mind where it used to live. That kind of mindset frees you. Because now the only way forward is through. And when there's no way out, you figure things out. You push harder, you stretch more. You endure longer. When you carry this attitude, people around you start to notice. You walk into the room differently. You walk differently. You're not flinching at every challenge. You're not looking for shortcuts. You've already decided, I don't stop. That's powerful. That's rare. And it's earned. You earn it by showing up on the hard days. When things feel unfair. When you're tired. When progress is slow. When doubts are loud. That's when it matters most. That's when you double down. You don't run from the pressure. You meet it. You work with it. You let it shape you. Because everything you want is on the other side of the moment when quitting looks tempting, and you say no. This doesn't mean you don't make adjustments. It doesn't mean you don't take breaks. It means that no matter what changes, your direction does. You stay on the path. You stay connected to the goal. You might pause. You might shift strategies. But the mission stays alive. The fire stays lit. Because that's who you are. You've got to stop thinking about what you feel like doing and start thinking about what must be done. You act like the outcome is already yours and you just need to catch up to it. You move like your future depends on it because it does. Every day you keep going, you're proving that you mean it. You're building a life that reflects strength instead of surrender. Quitting is easy. That's why most people do it. The ones who don't are the ones who decide it's simply not on the table. Not because things are always working. Not because they never feel pain. But because they've learned how to lead themselves in those moments. They've trained their mind to keep moving forward, even when the progress feels invisible. Even when no one is watching. Even when they don't feel supported. You've got to reach that level. You've got to become someone who keeps showing up because you said you would. Because you made a promise to yourself and you don't break promises, not to others and especially not to yourself. When things get hard, don't ask if it's worth it. Remind yourself why you started. Reconnect to that moment of truth when you said this matters to me. Hold that moment close. Let it push you when you feel like giving in. Let it speak louder than the doubt. You've come too far to go back. Too much has been built. Too many lessons learned. This is where most people quit, and this is where you ride. You'll have days when your emotions scream at you to stop. When everything feels heavy. When the reasons to continue feel thin. That's where you show your strength. That's where you show your loyalty to your own potential. That's where you build something permanent inside yourself. This kind of decision is not dramatic. It's quiet. It's made in the middle of the struggle. It's made without applause. It's made when it's just you, your thoughts, and the choice to continue. The more often you choose to stay in the fight, the more solid you become. The more steady, the more grounded. And one day, without even realizing it, you'll notice that quitting doesn't even come up anymore. It won't even occur to you. Because you've practiced showing up so many times that it's just who you are now. You've moved quitting so far from your life that it has no room to grow. That's how mental strength is built. Not through talent, not through perfection, but through consistency. When people ask how you kept going, you won't talk about motivation, you'll talk about decision, you'll talk about standards. You'll talk about how you trained your mind to keep going no matter what. Because that's the difference. That's what makes someone dependable, trustworthy, solid. You can become that person. Right now, not by trying harder for a week, but by removing the option to stop. Make it simple. You either keep going, or you go nowhere. There is no middle.
There is no maybe. When things get hard, you don't turn back. You go through it. You figure it out. You find a way. You're not doing this for the applause. You're not doing it for attention. You're doing it because you know what's on the line. You're doing it because you're tired of falling short. Because you're done being the kind of person who starts and stops. Because you're ready to become someone who finishes what they begin. Every day you decide. Do you act like someone who's all in? Or do you live like quitting is still an option? That answer shows in your habits. In your effort. In your attitude. In your ability to keep moving when things aren't exciting. Don't wait for another push. Don't wait for a fresh wave of inspiration. You already know what you need to do. You already know that if you let quitting stay on the table, it will call you when you're tired, when you're frustrated, when you're doubting everything. So you remove it now. You erase it. You burn the bridge. You give yourself one option forward. That's how you protect your goals. That's how you build your future. That's how you develop into someone you're proud of. You keep showing up. You stay committed. You carry yourself like quitting never existed in your world. And you don't just do it once, you do it every day. You live that way. You think that way. You act that way. And slowly, everything changes. Because now you're not just hoping for success, you're becoming the kind of person who makes it inevitable. All because you chose to act like quitting doesn't even exist. And you never looked back.
Chapter 10. Finish what you start, no matter how you feel. Finishing what you start is the simplest test of character. It's not about speed. It's not about perfection. It's about whether you're the kind of person who sees something through to the end. Even when the motivation fades, even when the work feels heavy, even when nothing inside you wants to keep going. Anyone can begin. Anyone can make promises when energy is high. But what you do in the middle, when it gets hard, when it feels boring, when it drags on longer than expected, that's what reveals your strength. That's what separates those who make progress from those who keep repeating the same cycle. You will never grow if you keep stopping halfway. If you want to become someone you respect, you've got to build the habit of following through. Not when it's fun, not when it's easy, but every time. No matter what you feel, no matter how the day went, no matter how tired you are, or how loud your excuses get, you finish it. You complete what you set out to do. The brain loves to negotiate. It will offer you every reason to delay. You've done enough today. You can come back to this later. It doesn't really matter if you finish right now. And if you give that voice even a second of your attention, it grows. You begin to see quitting as harmless. You start believing the lie that finishing later is the same as finishing now. It's not. Every time you break a promise to yourself, even a small one, you damage your self-trust. And without trust, there is no discipline. Without discipline, there is no progress. Your future is built through completion. The value of your efforts compounds only when you bring them to the finish line. A good idea means nothing without execution. An unfinished task delivers no result. A goal without closure is just an empty statement. You don't grow by starting new things. You grow by finishing what you already started. And you don't wait to feel like it. You do it because you committed. You do it because you said you would. There will be days when the last stretch feels impossible. Your mind will drift. Your body will resist. The urgency will fade. That's the moment you choose to be different. That's the moment you remind yourself that the process doesn't respond to how you feel. It responds to what you do. You show up for the finish. You bring energy when there's none left.
You give attention when your focus is low. You push through the drag and deliver the final piece. This doesn't mean every task will be perfect. It means you don't walk away until it's done. You don't abandon the process just because the feelings changed. You don't let your emotions dictate your effort. You become someone who honors their own word. That's where real confidence comes from. From being the kind of person who completes their work no matter the circumstance. Most people live in cycles of almost done, almost followed through, almost committed. They never finish. They never follow that final mile. And because of that, they carry doubt. They know deep down that they're not consistent. They know they pull back when it gets tough. You don't want to live like that. You want to become someone solid. Someone reliable. Someone who finishes even when it hurts. That's not something you wait to feel. That's something you decide. You decide that your feelings don't decide. You decide that you will finish. Even when you're running on low energy. You decide that your standard is higher than your emotion. You finish because that's what strong people do. This mindset applies to every area of life. The workout you almost completed. The project you almost launched. The conversation you almost had. The habits you almost stuck to. None of them pay off until they're done. You don't get rewards for starting. You get rewards for completing. And if you want those rewards, growth, change, clarity, freedom, you've got to earn them by seeing things through. Completion isn't about feeling good. It's about doing what needs to be done, even when everything in you wants to walk away. It's about showing yourself that you don't abandon ship, that you hold steady, that you carry responsibility with integrity, that you finish your commitments without making excuses. You won't always enjoy the process. Some tasks will feel endless. Some steps will feel repetitive. Some moments will feel like you're not getting anywhere. That's where most people stop. That's where they look for something new. But that's not your way. You've learned that the real reward lives on the other side of resistance. And the only way to reach it is to keep going until the work is complete. This isn't about burnout. This is about keeping your word. It's about showing your mind that your actions don't shut down just because you don't feel like finishing today. You keep your promise. You keep your pace. You carry the effort through until the job is done. And when it's done, something shifts inside you. Not just relief, not just pride, but strength. Quiet, unshakable strength. The kind that says, I can count on me. That's a rare kind of power. Most people don't have it because they've trained themselves to stop. But not you. You train yourself to close the loop. To take that last step. To push through that final stretch. With your head up. You've got to live like your future depends on your ability to finish. Because it does. All the ideas, all the plans, all the goals, they're worthless if you don't follow them to completion. You don't get results from talking about what you'll do. You get results from doing the last 5%, even when you're tired, bored, or discouraged. That's where discipline shows up. Not in starting, but in finish. Not in the first few steps, but in the last few when it's tempting to coast. You remind yourself, this is what I said I'd do. And then you do it. You might feel tired. You might feel distracted. You might be tempted to say, this is good enough. But you don't stop. You bring it home. You take it to the end. You close the chapter fully. That's how your mind learns that you are in control. That your promises are not temporary. That your goals are not optional. That your path is clear. That you are not someone who needs perfect circumstances to finish what you start. You are the kind of person who finishes, whether it's hard or not, whether it's fun or not, whether it's fast or slow. You stay until it's complete.
You rise to that standard, and you hold it every day, not for applause, not for attention, but because that's how strong people live. This isn't about pressure. It's about purpose. You know what you're working toward. You know who you want to become. And the only way to become that person is to finish the work. One task at a time. One project at a time. One commitment at a time. No matter how you feel, no matter what's going on around you, you carry it all the way through. That's how your life changes. That's how your character transforms. That's how you build the kind of discipline that lasts forever. Not by starting more, not by planning better, but by finishing. Always, relentlessly, fully, without excuse, without delay, with pride, with power, with purpose. You finish what you start, no matter how you feel. That is the difference. That is the standard. That is the mindset that turns potential into reality. And you own it. Starting today. Starting now. Forever.